Old Michael and 14-month-old Alex on his lapel as he spoke to the parole board.
I never felt any remorse from her for it. She never expressed any to me.
An undocumented migrant has been found guilty of killing Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley.
Count one, malice murder. I find the defendant guilty. Count two, felony murder. I find the defendant guilty.
The judge has just sentenced him to life in prison without the possibility of parole. The case sparked a national debate over immigration during the presidential race. Jose Ibarra is Venezuelan, and authorities say he entered the U.S. illegally in 2022. He was allowed to stay while he pursued his immigration case. President-elect Trump's controversial choice to be attorney general is on the Hill today, meeting with those who may decide whether he's confirmed. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Matt Gaetz is truly here at the Capitol today, meeting with senators, trying to salvage his prospects of being the nation's next attorney general. He's taking these meetings amid concern from both parties about what is in that House Ethics investigation of Gaetz. The House Ethics Committee that produced that report is meeting early this afternoon in Washington, potentially having a vote whether to release that report publicly.
More than a half million people without power and at least two confirmed deaths from the major storm sweeping across the Northwest. Washington State has been particularly hard hit. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
The rapid intensification of the bomb cyclone in the Pacific Northwest may set a record. And some of the damage that you're seeing out of that is in the form of the wind damage that you're seeing in the Seattle metro area.
The Biden administration is sending anti-personnel landmines to Ukraine in a major policy shift that was triggered by a change in Russian battleground tactics. But these mines are built to self-destruct, as Charlie Daggett reports.
These particular landmines, they're called non-persistent, so they become inert after a preset period of time, anywhere from 4 hours to 2 weeks. When the battery dies, so does the landmine, because, of course, the big controversy, they make victims of civilians, children who stumble upon them years, sometimes decades, after they're laid.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It won't be much, and it probably won't stick around. A winter weather advisory will be in effect tomorrow from 6 a.m. to noon. The National Weather Service is predicting 2 to 4 inches. Racine County voters will head to the polls tomorrow for a special election to fill the county executive position. The primary features four candidates, Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos, Melvin Hargrove, and Ralph Malicki. The top candidates advance to the final election in December. Kenosha voters will decide in February whether to approve a $115 million spending referendum. The measure was proposed by the Kenosha Unified School Board. If passed, it would provide an additional $23 million annually for school security improvements. A Wisconsin grocery chain must pay $1 million to the state for shortchanging customers on product weights. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says that over 1,200 products at Roundy's supermarket locations were inaccurately labeled. The places tested included a Pick and Save in Kenosha. And as the gun deer season starts Saturday, the DNR is reminding hunters about safety regulations. There's a reminder out that hunters must wear at least 50% blaze orange or fluorescent pink above the waist. Again, the 9-day hunt starts Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Bucks and the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in Milwaukee. Both teams below 500 and looking for back-to-back wins. College basketball, number 15th ranked Marquette playing great defense. Knocked off number 6 ranked Purdue last night, 76-58. Cam Jones with a triple-double for the Golden Eagles. Finished with 17 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Baseball. Pat Murphy, the first Brewer ever to be named Manager of the Year in the National League. Murphy turns 66 later this month. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. I asked Green Bay defensive end Rashawn Gary why the team doesn't have more quarterback sacks.
I don't know. You got to tell me if you watch them. We're just rushing, doing what we got to do. You know, and the numbers going to come. Numbers, people get, you know, misconstrued. You know, cut on the tape. See how we playing. See how we setting the edges. See how we putting pressure on quarterbacks, man. The numbers going to come if we keep playing our fashion of ball. It really don't matter, man. I love me against anyone.
That's the Packers' Rashawn Gary. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and a bit on the breezy side today. A few spotty rain showers possible, a high of 45. For tonight, snow developing late toward daybreak, becoming blustery as well. The wind and snow continues through about midday on Thursday. Total accumulations up to 2 to 3 inches. Current temperature is 46.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN with the Rolling Stones and Painted Black. I'm Kurt Vollman. Let's go back to this date in 1991. The Rolling Stones announced they'd signed a deal for £20 million with Virgin Records to make 3 albums over 6 years. Here's Linda Ronstadt and Stone Ponies. This is Different Drum on WRJN. Good afternoon.
live a lot longer if you live without me.
From Radio Park to Sturtevant, local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Take a photograph, so mama don't take my call.
together for one night. I know they never match my sweet imagination. And everything looks worse in black and white.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Kurt.
So my friend Robin joins us from time to time, and I read this statistic, and this statistic doesn't really bother me too much, but let me just read it to you. It says, in a study of American fourth graders, one in three, or 33%, could not find their home state on a map.
That is kind of, ew, real. Now you said fourth graders?
Fourth graders, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, see, it doesn't really bother me so much that that 33% of fourth graders can't find their home state on a map. I want to know how many adults. Seriously.
Well, it's funny because my granddaughter just turned 4 mm-hmm. Last week. Mm-hmm. And she's so advanced, you know. But we have gone over a lot of that stuff. And I know that she does that at her daycare and also other places that, you know, mom and dad do it. So I believe she could find Wisconsin on a map.
I was just, obviously I can find Wisconsin and all the states around me, but I was just doing a little interactive online quiz to see how many states out of the 50 I can correctly identify.
Okay.
And I did really well, except for those tiny little states up in the northeast corner. Those, you know, they're all bunched. As you go further west, they get bigger and easier
smaller
to identify. Yeah.
Well, that's it. But it's like the Vermont, Connecticut, New Hampshire, all of those, that little cluster. And you know what always trips me up is Idaho and Utah.
Really?
I don't know why. I mean, I know which one is which, but then I second guess myself and I'm like, So yeah, that's me.
Geography, never really my strong suit. I'm the guy who always thought that Portugal was in South America. So, you know.
Well, you know what country I love saying. Do you remember?
No.
Oh, I can't say Venezuela.
Venezuela?
Venezuela.
You can't say that?
I can't for some reason. Like my brain turns off and I say Venezuela, but I don't know. So, yeah. That's me for you.
There's my friend Robin who joins us from time to time. It's Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
This Thanksgiving, Target makes hosting easy with our lowest prices of the season, like Good & Gather Premium Turkey for 79 cents a pound and Quality Green Beans for 55 cents. Or Classic Stovetop Stuffing on sale for $1.99 and delicious Favorite Day Apple or Pumpkin Pie for only $4.49. Plus, get unlimited same-day delivery with a free 14-day trial of Target Circle 360 to make planning even easier. Save more on hosting. Happier holidays from Target. Restrictions apply.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin and Nebraska square off for the Freedom Trophy. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Since WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I want to give you fair warning here. I'm about to say the S word. There is a chance of rain and snow showers tonight. Cloudy with a low of 31. Tomorrow, rain possibly mixed with snow showers. Look for a high of 41 tomorrow.
One, two, tres, cuatro.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A winter weather advisory is set for tomorrow. It'll run from 6 a.m. through noon for the area. At this point, the National Weather Service predicts a wet snow with accumulations between 2 and 4 inches. The warning says the morning commute could be impacted. Forecasters this year are doing things differently when it comes to temperatures and alerts.
They've surveyed the public, and they said, do you understand what this alert means and what that alert means? And most of the public says, no, we really don't know the difference. So that's why they embarked on this multi-year plan to simplify their alerts.
Meteorologist Justin Lowe says they're getting rid of wind chill watches, advisories, and warnings, and they'll be using different terminology. Again, a winter weather advisory for tomorrow. Racine County voters go back to the polls tomorrow. It's the special election vote for the county executive position. The primary is tomorrow, and the final election will be on December 19th. The position is open due to the passing of Jonathan Delagrave. The primary election features four candidates, Lorenzo Santos, Wendy Christensen, Melvin Hargrove, and Ralph Malicki. The two top candidates from the primary will move on to the final election in December. Some Kenosha County voters will be asked in February if they want to up spending by $115 million. The Kenosha Unified School Board last night approved the money request referendum to be presented to taxpayers in February. The district wants an extra $23 million a year, with a good chunk used to boost school security. If passed, it would result in an estimated property tax increase of just over $300 a year for a home valued at $250,000. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and a bit on the breezy side today. A few spotty rain showers possible, a high of 45. For tonight, snow developing late toward daybreak, becoming blustery as well. The wind and snow continues through about midday on Thursday. Total accumulations up to 2 to 3 inches. Current temperature is 46.
WRJN.
WRJN. According to a report, 40% of college graduates end up with jobs that don't require a college degree. I don't know about that. I think back to some of my college friends, and I'm one of the few that actually have a job in the field they studied.
say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. I get confused, cause I don't know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. But when you're looking for radio that provides real news and great conversation, tune into our sister station, AM 540 WAUK. You'll hear the entire civic media lineup of great hosts discussing the important local, state, and national issues. Learn more at civicmedia.us or simply tune in to AM 540 WAUK.
On a Sunday afternoon. Yeah.
some dreams. They were clouds in my coffee.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Perhaps the first time you heard that song, you heard it on vinyl. The first time you heard many of these timeless hits, they were no doubt played from vinyl. And this is the final week for Cindy Huber's Artist of Record competition where you can win some vinyl. Listen to Cindy weekday mornings between 9 and 10. She'll tell you who that day's Artist of Record is. And when you hear her play that artist later in the day, be the fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN to win the album courtesy of Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And to top it all off, everyone who wins qualifies to win an actual record player so you can play the music you win. It's the Artist of Record with Cindy Huber, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Lee's Deli. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Plus, today's special, the Reuben and Fries. A meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Rescue me, or take me in your arms. Rescue me, I want your tender charm, 'cause I'm lonely and I'm blue.
rescue me.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love. I'm the best to get ready for the heartaches to come. All alone, I'm destined to leave with misery. My only company may come today, and it might come tomorrow. I'm standing in the shadows of love.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A judge in Georgia has sentenced a Venezuelan migrant to life in prison without the possibility of parole for killing nursing student Lakin Riley.
There's very little, including the sentence of Mr. Ibarra, that's going to help much, and I acknowledge that.
Jose Ibarra's case became part of the immigration debate during the presidential election. He entered the U.S. illegally. Susan Smith, who murdered her two young boys 30 years ago by rolling her car into a South Carolina